Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Yeah, I just the first thing I thought about was picking my head up. I laid there for a few seconds, and I knew that wasn't a good look. So, I immediately thought about Ray Lewis when they lost to, I believe, the Patriots. And I thought about LeBron James when he walked off the court in Orlando Arena and didn't shake anyone's hand. And just try to figure out the best way to move forward fast as possible. And, Ray Lewis picked himself up, put a smile on his face, won the Super Bowl the next year. Yeah, it hurts pretty bad. But I'm proud of the guys. We fought hard. We dealt with adversity all year. Today was nothing short of that. Came down to a 4th and 10, then came down to 38 seconds with the offense with the ball. So knew it was going to come down to who had the ball last. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough time on the clock to get it done. No, it wasn't a weird way to finish the season. It was just a tough way to finish the season. Definitely thankful for the opportunity we had to control our own destiny. You couldn't ask for anything more than that, and we didn't get it done. Aaron Rodgers led his team today. They won. We didn't get it done. He made some big plays, a few big plays on 4th down. We were in position. We just didn't get it done. Yeah, if they were going to play one-on-one outside, we were going to throw a fade route, slant, or hitch route, or out route, whatever we hand signal to the outside, whether me or Alshon. They played around a little bit, had some disguises. We didn't know what they were doing. At first, it looked like they were going to double me, and they came in, and he gave a dummy cadence. They bounced out, and then he came back in, and it looked like he was coming. So Jay left the run on, actually, and at the last second, I guess he just threw it up because that was the look to throw it, but he called the run play, and I just came off and just made a play on the ball. I was going to, and I saw the ball in the air. So it was it was kind of in between. I didn't know, I wanted to tell Jay it looks like they were bluffing us a little bit, looked like they were going to give us the one-on-one look. But he kept the run on, so I came off with my eyes inside a little bit just in case. But I definitely was in position to block. But I saw the ball up. Good thing I got my head around. Wish it was the game winner. Yeah, Jay will be back. Jay will be back. So all the stories for the offseason, you guys can, just put that at the bottom. Write everything you have to say and just say, Brandon said Jay will be back. Just like I said, Jay will be back from the groin injury. Jay's going to be back in the contract year. So I don't have any inside information, but he's a heck of a player, and that's my quarterback. I'm glad he played today. We got their best shot. That's how you want it. You want to control your own destiny, and you want a team's best shot, we showed that we can play with them. Came down, like I said, to 4th and 10. It was going to come down to who had the ball last. And unfortunately, we had 38 seconds and didn't have enough time on the clock. That's all you can ask for. It's not a lopsided thing. It's not going to be, Green Bay 75% chance. 75% chance to win and, Bears 25. It's 50-50. And they won today. And it's going to be like that moving forward. I'm not sure. I got to watch tape, but he played hard, just like all the other guys. He's been leading us all year, opening up everything, from the run game to the passing game. So I'm glad to be his teammate, and I'm proud of him. Yeah. Well, Jay's did a great job of really, you got to understand it's a new offense, and it's a very sophisticated offense. So for us to move from 2020, last in the league, bottom of the list in the league at on offense to, top 10, says a lot about not only Jay, but the guys really working hard to understand it. It's a mental thing. Physically, we all know what we can do. The coaches know what we can do. They're going to put us in position to be successful. But for us to pick it up mentally and starting with Jay, those days when in OTAs where he had the rookies in the hotel, leading those guys and getting on the board. You know, these are the hours he put in, you know, before the season even started. So, you know, I can only imagine where he's going to be and our unit will be next year.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.